And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast. It's on to you now, Bill.
Oh, tag, yeah. I'm it.
Yeah, you're it.
Fine. Where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic book, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things, and listen to Anthony Jingle Jangle for the holiday season. The month of December.
The month of December.
And I am your host, Bill. And this week, we have Anthony.
Hi, I'm the one with the keys. Well, I did have them. Bill took them.
Or the jingle jingles.
Yeah, Bill doesn't approve of me having his keys. Can't say I blame him.
Just take the keys in front of Anthony.
Now you're treating me like a cat.
Here, Anthony, here's the keys. Here's the keys.
No, don't do this to me. Who else are we joined by?
We have Anna.
Hi, I'm here. And Dave is great.
Yep, and Dave is still great. Because we have a Patreon, and it helps support us. Helps pay for all the bills and all the funness that we do, because we've just been doing it for free. Well, it's not free to us. We still have a giveaway, and we're not going to start charging, but you can help us out by going to patreon.com/geeksarewired. And Dave paid for the advertisement level, but he didn't really want to worry about didn't really have anything to advertise. So we are saying that Dave is great, and that is what we are saying the advertisement is.
Yep, Dave is great.
Along with other things, you also can buy the different Patreon levels. You get access to our Discord chat. You also get a special badge in Reddit, or you can get the podcast early.
Ooh, and to get the podcast early, you get your own customized RSS feed.
Yes. Yeah. That will be emailed out when you sign up, and it goes here. So you just get it early.
What an exciting time to be alive.
Yeah. So, we failed at something we were going to plan to do.
Oh, what's that?
We had something in the show notes.
Yeah?
Unless you guys did your homework, because I totally forgot to.
I wasn't. Was this from last week?
Yes.
Because I wasn't told of this.
Oh, never mind then.
So I have no idea what
we're
doing.
Did you do your homework?
I forgot my homework.
Everyone forgot their homework.
What is the homework?
Figuring out what the greatest Christmas gift ideas are. I half-heartedly did some ideas of smart home devices.
We can just start spouting off ideas.
I've been looking at smart home devices.
Yeah. The Madame A dots are always a good one.
Echo dot.
Yeah, the Madame A dots.
Yeah.
And then you also have the G Home Minis. And if you really want to splurge, you get the Home Pod. Is that what they call it?
Home Hub.
Well, there's that too.
Oh.
The Siri one.
Oh.
Home Pod? I think it's Home Pod. But. Or Sonos.
It is. And Sonos has actually been doing
They have a lot of sales right now.
Sonos also is working with. So Sonos currently works with Amazon's assistant. Or Madame A, depending on how we call it. But they have been working with Google by throwing trademarks at him, going like, you're going to just make this work for us. Because there's a lot of integration for Google, but Sonos apparently has some patents. So they can, they're throwing them at Google and go like, guess what? You're going to fix your stuff so we can use it. So they're actually, they were hoping to have had the Google integration like a couple months ago. But now it's been being pushed out. But they're still like forcing Google to fix stuff. But yeah. So there's all the assistants out there, and I still say, and they vary in price. Like the Apple HomePod starts at $250, but depending on where you look, you might be able to find it for an extra $100 off.
Really?
Yeah, there's apparently deals going around. It is a good speaker. I have heard that two Sonos speakers
HomePod?
cost No, two Sonos.
Oh.
So two Sonos speakers, which would cost the same amount, provide the same quality, and then you have multiple spots of listening across the room that you put them in.
Yeah.
/ surround sound.
So how many rooms do you have set up right now, Bill, with any of these home assistants?
Well, I got another round coming. So enough. Let's go with that.
At one point, you had two dots in the same room.
What do you mean at one point? I still haven't figured out where to put it yet.
You might have a problem.
No. Well, it's not a problem when they're, you know, free to a dollar.
Yeah.
Was this last one free? No, this last one was $1. Yeah. Okay. So here's the best part. What we do is you monitor the discounts and sales, and you pay for specials, and or you sign up for a business account, or you get your friends to sign up for a business account, or you sign up your other email for a business account.
Is the Spotify one still a thing? Because I still haven't done that.
Yes. That okay. is so there is a Spotify. You may be stuck with a like certain colors, but what's going on right now is you do 99 cents for Spotify for 3 months. You turn around, you upgrade it to a family pack or family group, which says it's $15 a month, but because you just set up the 99 cents for 3 months, you don't get charged the $15 for the first month. And then you turn around and go buy a Google Home Mini for $1.
Yeah.
Though, at this moment, the earliest they're showing up is the day after Christmas.
Oh, man.
So these will not become Christmas presents, but they could become...
They could become late Christmas presents.
Yeah, late Christmas presents or personal New Year's presents. The latest so far, I think it's late January, depending on the color you want. Because they're already selling out of colors.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Other things, you could get people books. There's a new Brandon Sanderson book that came out.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I think it's called... What is it called? I think it's called Skyward. Really liked it. So you get people that, or...
You're right. Skyward.
Yeah, it was good.
A gift that I really liked getting my nieces when I went to go visit them in Washington. There's these spider toys that they call Yellies. And they are the best toys for kids, but worst toys for parents. Because to make them go, you just yell at this little spider toy and it just roams around.
You yell at it?
You yell at it.
Holy crap.
And it was so much fun during Thanksgiving because Yellies, like, we just set them on the table, but we had plates and cups and everything all over the table. And the kids would yell at them, but they would start pushing the plates around on the table.
That sounds fun. That actually sounds like a lot of fun, actually. There's another... I forgot. What was the little robot that had a Kickstarter?
Cosmo? Oh. There was
Cosmo.
It's the newest one from them.
Yes.
Just look up Cosmo. Then you'll find the company name and then you can go from there.
Okay.
I don't remember it either.
So the new one is...
So it's from Anki. So
I guess we just go
look
there.
Up Anki.
Well, I bet there's from their website, too.
All you're getting right now is Cosmopolitan results.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Or you could just click on it. That's an Amazon link. You could just click on that one.
Oh, yeah. That'll probably get me to the thing. So, the second generation of Cosmo. So, Cosmo was this little robot that had a face, and he could, like, move around, and you could learn how to program and all that jazz. And then it's like a, you know, Johnny 5. Actually, they show a builder kit, kind of like that.
Just scroll up where it says it's made by.
Yeah, I probably should.
Click on Anki.
So, but it's their first Kickstarter they did.
Vector
is the new one. So Vector has Amazon's assistant built in. Okay, or can have Amazon's assistant built into it.
Yeah, I think it's a little slow, but...
But here's the cool. great thing. This is the ultimate assistant. So if you're, especially if you're like, oh, I just don't want so-and-so in my house because they listen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great thing. You tell Vector, all right, go to the corner. Go in the other room for a corner until I call you.
Yeah.
So you can tell it to go away. And the great thing is when, so it can follow you around, well, as much as it can. It has tracks, obviously.
Oh, man, that's cute.
Yeah. So it could follow you around and you could spout off commands at it to like turn on lights and do stuff. But then you can also, oh, I guess, okay. I guess the Amazon assistant's coming soon. I thought they'd already got it going.
No. Is it, if you buy it now, will it be here by Christmas?
Well, depending on where you buy it.
Looks like well, I was meaning Amazon.
80, probably.
Well, let's scroll down and click on it.
Oh, is that actually? Oh, yeah, I thought, I was like, where's the link? Yes.
Rise before Christmas.
If you have Prime, if you do the 2-day Prime shipping.
I think it would still arrive on time.
Yeah. Actually, as of the recording, it'll arrive when the recording comes out to the normal people. Not our patrons.
No. So, like,
if you ordered this right now, you could get it by the time the episode is released on Friday.
Nice.
Yeah. And then you can listen to us through your, well, once they get working.
By the way, every single thing we're talking about, I'm adding a comment on the card.
Sweet. That is so helpful.
Other things, if you also still like books, but you don't like the physical ones.
E-readers.
Yeah, you can get an e-reader. The Kindle Paperwhite is $100 for the 8 GB right now. The new one. It's waterproof, so you can read in the bath if you really want to. If that's your fancy.
If I can spell Kindle, I can't spell. Let's go back. You said how much?
Kindle, 100. I almost bought one, but I decided to go with the 4G one. Kindle, L-E, not I-E-L.
But it says D-E.
Keep going. It's because people keep misspelling. It's trying to help you.
L-E?
Yes, and then just type that. Oh, what's it with an I, by the way, as well.
But exactly. You got there. The waterproofness.
That top one right there.
Just got me a new tablet for like doing like reading and all that, but the kind of.
There's been a lot of reviews bulky on this one saying that the stars, like the rating, like the battery life is not great. But it's kind of hit or miss. Like some people have it really good, some people don't. I don't know. I decided to try it out.
Warranties.
Yeah. This one will arrive after Christmas, but if you click on Customize and Add to Cart, it won't add to the cart until you click Add to Cart. And then if you go to the Wi-Fi Plus Free Cellular Connectivity, I think that one will still arrive before Christmas.
Oh, because no one wants cellular. That's the thing. I
bought it.
So you're going to get a new SIM card to go in with it too?
No. It's you get AT&T 4G for life. It's not linked to your account. It's like the old Kindle keyboards that had 3G.
Oh. So is this... Okay, so this is using AT&T, or is this using like some of the new cellular bandwidth, so they're coming out for...
I have no idea. I just know it's AT&T, and so it's 4G LTE.
So there is new bandwidth coming out for all that. So that would, if they're going to stick with only the 4G, that means at least it would last as long as 4G is around, which... I don't know. Let's see, 2G is dead in the U.S. now. And 3G is on its way out as of, I know Verizon's cutting it off their last release that they will keep it on until December 31st, 2019.
Really?
Yes. And at that point, they're turning it off because they're saying only 10% of their market is not 4G LTE.
Well, my iPhone 4 won't work anymore.
There you go.
It'll still be a good alarm clock, though.
Well, that's through Verizon. I'm not sure about any of the other companies. But you know, it's something to consider, people. As of now, if you have Verizon, they have stopped activating 3G phones.
Really?
Yes. They think they stopped activating them back in November or September.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's something I ended up having to deal with not too long ago. So
really?
There's a story about having an old phone that just uses old technology and...
Yeah, I still have one.
That just lasts for 3 years. That basically replacing the battery fixed the problem.
Hmm.
But didn't want to, yeah. So there was a lot of research that had to happen with that.
Fair enough.
So, and AT&T's not, I guess that's not bad.
You also get free roaming if you're out of the country. The thinking on this is, this one also includes Audible. Like, you can listen to Audible on the Kindle.
I do like that, because I've been using tablets in various shapes and forms and sizes and weights. Mm-hmm. Lots of, and my phones too.
Yeah.
And that, so I have Audible, I have Kindle app, and then I have the read-along. If you have the Audible of the Kindle.
I don't know if it supports that. It might, but.
I could see it, maybe.
Yeah. No, if you want to see it, it arrives on Friday, because I did pay for the one-day shipping because it was only $4 more.
Well, if you're...
And
if
I really wanted it.
Well, you're upping the $20. So you paid the... Why
what?
Oh, you have to do it without special offers.
Yeah.
And...
Wait. And it only comes in the 32 gigabyte flavor.
But that's only an extra... Oh, I think I see why. When I click that... No, it doesn't say. This is actually very misleading. So if I go with this, so it's $20 more to go to 32.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like $70 to go to the 4G.
It's like 67 more bucks to go mm-hmm. to the 3G.
Yeah.
But that also has the without special offers. Mm-hmm. That's something else if you're willing to pay the $100 and you don't want to pay for the extra, what is it?
But you can disable the special offers with, like, I think it's $16.
You can only disable. Okay.
And you can have it be delivered without it being on your account automatically, or.
Which is good for gifts.
Yeah, for gifts.
That is something I do have to admit that's nice when you order through Amazon for your Amazon devices. That means your Echo is your. They drop in. And that's why, but I've not had any issues with swinging, because that's why I got the business account. I was able mm-hmm. to still tie them into my personal account.
Oh, nice.
Maybe because same address or something. But yeah, it was really nice. So this could be interesting. And I admit, the waterproof thing, I like my waterproof devices.
Mm-hmm.
It's honestly been about time in reality.
Yeah, and... There have been cases where I did want to read in the bath, so this will be kind of nice.
You could read in the shower too if you want.
It takes more work though. You can't just lounge.
So it's a backlit Kindle though, right?
Yeah.
I had such an old Kindle that I actually had to get a case that had the light.
Did yours have the keyboard on it?
Mine did have the keyboard on it.
Yeah, I had one of those too. Fun fact on those ones, because the case like clipped inside of the Kindle, it didn't attach with magnets like they do now, or with force. They had two cases. They had one with the light attached to it, which grabbed power from the Kindle, mm-hmm. and then they had one that was without it. Sometimes the one without it would, because it was still made out of, it had a metal connector, but it was coated. Sometimes it would short out and make your Kindle restart.
That sucks. Yeah. And this. Because it has, with the waterproof, it also has, like, it's kind of similar to phones. It more is the glass cover.
No, it's not glass.
It's not?
No. They did that to save on weight. Cause,
that's awesome.
Yeah, they're thinking you're going to be holding this for a while, and you don't want to get fatigue on your hands.
That's why I'm like, would think would be a great idea instead of my tablets.
Yeah. The tablets, especially the newer ones, like, if you get your iPads, I think they're all aluminum. Which is kind of heavy.
So what kind of material would they use in the place of that?
It's just some kind of scratch-resistant plastic, basically. I would recommend a cover with this, though, because on the previous gen, I did a lot of research on this last night, by the way. That's why I know a lot about it.
Yeah, no, I'm really interested, because honestly, when you said $100 for the waterproof one, I was like, OMG.
Okay, so I have another thing. So on this one, the screen is not... embedded, or like it's not indented.
Okay.
It's just flush. Okay. So it will scratch a little more if you don't have a cover on it. So,
or if you don't have a case that kind of goes up around the edges a little more.
Yeah. The other thing, scroll up, please. Thank you. Keep going. All the way to top.
All the way up.
Oh, go down a little bit.
Right too there.
Too far. That thing. There's a bundle for it, too, where you can get the Paperwhite, Audible, 3-month Audible subscription, and some what looks like pretty good wireless Bluetooth headphones for $140 if you get the 8-gigabyte one.
Or 160. Actually, that sounds like it's a better deal to do it this way. Because the 32 only come, I thought it only came with the Wi or the Wi with the 4G.
No. Wait, click on that. Yeah, it's Wi-Fi only.
Oh, okay.
I think the other one it was that way because I think they were out of stock on it for some reason. That's weird. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't pretend to know these things.
But you've done so much research.
No, not on this one. I thought about this one, but I'm not really interested in Audible. I don't really like audiobooks.
3 months for free with Kindle. I'm curious about the headphones. Where are the headphones? I don't see the headphones.
No, I don't. And that's another reason why I didn't get it, because I don't know much about them. They look comfortable, and they look light, which is important to me. But
pop design.
Yeah. They look comfortable, though. And light. But
oh, it's interesting. I got enough headphones, honestly. Yes.
The fish.
Yes, the fish is still in our
the
search
history.
The big
mouth Billy Bass.
Have you looked at getting that, Anthony?
No, not yet. Can't say I have. I keep thinking about it, though.
Are you going to get the Christmas edition?
There's a Christmas edition?
Wasn't there one that we were looking at?
Yeah.
What are you doing to me?
I don't know.
I'm going to get this.
What do you mean you're going to get it?
What was the one that we saw last time? Like, it had something else with it. Maybe it was just connected with one of the assistants.
Oh, this one isn't. Yeah, there was a Madam A enabled one.
Oh, hey. Is that the...
Yeah, I think that's it.
Oh,
yeah.
These are totally the headphones. We found them.
And they're
like
normally $80.
Wow.
So that's actually a pretty good deal.
Actually, it looks like they compact down really well.
Yeah. So maybe it's not a bad idea. Maybe you should get this. I kind of almost regret my decisions.
Well, I don't know. Oh, it has controls on it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like 4.5 stars and Amazon choice?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an Amazon. And of course it'd be an Amazon choice item. They're going to do that. If they're going to bundle things like this together. And it's compatible with all Kindle, Paperwhite, and Oasis, Apple, Samsung, and Android devices. And, well, we kind of sidetracked a little
bit. Yeah, we got way sidetracked.
I've got stuff that... This was fun, because we're going to wrap things up a little early this week, because life...
You guys can keep talking.
Nah,
I don't have to be here. I think the title list is going to be like... Either gift ideas or all I want for Christmas or...
All I want for Christmas is Anthony.
Yeah, don't put that, please.
Ta-da.
Or we could go off of the Simple Plan song. I can't remember the lyrics enough, but... There's a Simple Plan song about Christmas. Because it's Christmas and I want everything.
Ah. I'm going to stick with All I Want for Christmas.
Okay.
So, look, we moved something over.
One thing.
It was a lot of talking about the one thing. We are...
we don't have that much on here, though.
Our half homework. Well, you filled it out, though. You filled up the cart. See? You said you filled it out.
Yeah, I put all the stuff we talked about, which wasn't much. We spent a lot of time on the Kindle.
Well, there's also, we could also add to this with the other assistants. You did forget to
Yeah, I did. I forgot to put the Madam A's and the mini G's.
And maybe I'll have to add a link to get the $1 Google Home Mini.
From the Spotify's.
Let's see. Google Home Mini from Spotify. There we go. We totally can't spell, but it'll be corrected in post.
Or will it? Dun, dun, dun.
I totally misspelled millennial. Did you see that?
No.
For any of those, yeah. All the behind the cameras. Look at that wonderful spelling. Me
millennials.
E's and or I's into E's. Yeah, so that's a thing.
Guess you can put that on there. Are you going to do it?
Well, it's in the show notes at least.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
The headphones?
Yeah. Headphones or the Kindle or the both?
We can totally do that. Look at this. And we see this is how easy it goes. What?
I meant, are you going to buy it?
Oh, I am really thinking about it. The great thing is I was thinking about getting it for somebody, and I know they don't listen to this podcast.
Oh.
So which means I could get away with, like, I could literally
unless they're listening it right now.
No, I know they're not.
Is it the person I think it is?
It's probably the person you think it is.
Are they here?
Maybe.
Okay. or if you want, I can show you it on Friday after work.
Yeah, I might. Because it's not
assuming it doesn't
price.
Get delayed. If it gets delayed, I'm going to be so pissed.
Actually, a lot of my stuff's been getting delivered early. I've had very minimal delays. Yeah, there was one thing, actually, I ordered through an oddball third-party like calendars.
Yeah. This is the one thing I've paid for one-day shipping on. It better get here.
Yeah, I understand. It'll sit on your porch all tomorrow.
And get stolen.
I've had pretty good luck. People have been nice around here.
Yeah.
Enjoy that. I'm glad people are nice. Enjoy the niceness. Plus, also with everyone and their smart cameras and doorbells, it kind of is starting to raise the ante on some of that, though, too.
Yeah, a little bit. Because then you can at least usually see faces pretty good.
Well, it depends.
My wrist is buzzing.
All right. Well, we're wrapping things up. It's a short podcast this week.
Oh, another thing to note, the Kindles do not come with a wall wart. A wall wart. See that how that is bundled together, frequently bought together? They don't come with that thing.
Oh, the wall.
They only come with the
cable.
The cable.
So they don't come with the wall plug? What did you call it?
That would be correct. Wall wart.
Wall wart. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the official name. That's what I've heard a lot of people call it.
No, it totally makes sense. All right. Famous last words. Happy buy me Christmas presents.
Because it's Christmas, and I want everything. That's all I got.
You just make me think of the Chipmunks. Christmas, Christmas time is here. Time for joy and time for cheer.
You just got the song in my head I got out for All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
Christmas. Yeah, Two Front Teeth.
Yeah, Alvin singing it.
Yeah, I sang that whenever I didn't have my two front teeth. It was great.
It's been in my head.
In my first grade.
I just got it out of my head. Thanks.
You're welcome. You did this to yourself.
It's my two front teeth.